Hey, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. I am Brittany Breon, and I first want to apologize for my voice. I am under the weather this week. I don't know what happened, but, you know, we're going to push through, and we're going to make it do what it do. And welcome to episode 2 of Talk That Talk.
Yes, and this is Nisha Lachey. Thank you guys so much for listening to episode 1 and 2. We are so excited because in our first week, we gained 139 followers on Facebook and 112 on Instagram. So continue to share, comment, send us your stories, and keep listening to us talk that talk.
So today we do have a special guest. We have Terrell here with us to talk that talk. So what's up, Terrell?
What's up, y'all? What's going on?
So we have him here to talk that talk with us today. And today, the topic is going to be about insecurities.
Yeah, we did some polls on Facebook to find out what you guys thought were the number one insecurity for women and the number one insecurity for men.
So 82% of you all said the biggest insecurity for a woman is her weight. So what y'all think about that? What you think, Terrell?
I honestly believe that's true. But I think it's a little bit of weight and the person that they with to make them feel a type of way. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you feel like a woman that is single, she may not have that much of an insecurity about her weight versus a woman that's in a relationship?
No. A woman that's single has way more insecurity about her weight as opposed to a woman that's in a relationship.
Really?
And I say that just because, yes, I say that just because.
I'm listening.
I say that just because if you think about it, you know, a lot of people in relationships, especially women and men, you know, they get comfortable. You know, use me for an example. You know, when I met my fiance, I was on my way to being a stallion. I ain't gonna lie. I was 225. Like, you could see it in the pictures, a big difference in my stature, like in my frame. You know, I've always been broad shoulders, but I started to look at myself and then I look at pictures like when we first started talking. I was like, damn, I'm a fat nigga now. Like, I was always chubby.
That happy way. That's that happy way.
Yes. Yeah. Right. How long you been with your fiance?
2 years.
Okay.
2 years.
We've been knowing each other for 3, but we've been together for 2 years. Happy life. I can't complain. Well, yeah.
Okay.
It's a very big deal. Like, she's on this keto diet.
Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah,
her weight was a big thing to her. You know, she's very conscious about that. But you know, also the age plays a big part in that as well. Because when you get older, it's a lot. Nobody can't do no more that you used to do. 21, like you used to pop that thing at 21, 25.
Now hold on now, we can still pop
it
that thing.
It can still get popped now. Oh,
pop,
okay,
pop. Wait a minute.
Just saying.
Gotta be in shape and able to do that. Because after a while, 30, you got kids, you know, you start eating comfortable, you know, especially you know, you more so eating, laying down, laying up, you know, you're chilling, you ain't going nowhere, you're not as active. So your energy.
For me, it's kind of different because when I was younger, I have 3 kids. And so I gained most of my weight with having kids. But now that I'm knocking on 30, now I'm more conscious. Now I'm eating salads. Before, I was frying chicken. Now we're baking everything. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it was kind of backwards. Like when I was younger, I was doing whatever. Now that I'm getting older, I'm more aware. And then I'm like, okay, Tanisha, you say you want to lose weight, then now you can't go to McDonald's. You can't eat pizza every day and things like that. When I was younger, it was kind of, you know, me and my husband at that time, my baby daddy. But, you know, we was eating whatever we wanted. You want fried chicken? You want pork chops? Yeah, we doing all that. Now we're learning how to eat better and to teach our kids to eat better. So for me, with women feeling insecure about their weight, I can see that, especially with having kids. Because for me, when I had my children, I didn't lose weight after each child. So now, I'm losing it all at once. You know what I'm saying?
And it feels good, though.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
You see yourself getting back into the shape that you was in before you had it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then for me, my experience with the whole insecurity with weight was different. Because I felt the most insecure when I didn't have any kids. Like, I felt like it was an issue when I was in high school. And it was because everybody that I hung out with was shorter than me. Besides Tanisha, we was basically the same height. But like my cousins, they all...
You was tall.
Yes, I was taller. Yeah. And you know, my cousins, they all 5 foot nothing. So they squeezing in threes and fours. But I gotta go ahead and get 11 and 12.
Right, we was in them Julius.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, why I gotta get 11 and 12 and my stuff look extra big. And now I'm realizing, okay, you know what? It wasn't that I was, I guess, I don't know if we should say fat, but I mean, that's what it was.
No,
it wasn't necessarily that I was fat.
Don't say fat because you wasn't fat. You were healthy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of your weight didn't come from, oh, okay, she just eat. No, a lot of your weight came from because you was tall.
Yeah.
So you had an advantage. Like, you got into a fight. They knew, like, oh, she got their weight. Once you put their weight on them, you couldn't do nothing else about that.
They don't. You know what I mean? It ain't no point in trying to, you know, do nothing else about it.
It's funny that you say that. I'm sorry. No, it's funny that you say that, though, because of the simple fact is, that's one thing I have noticed, too. Taller women and thicker women are more, they are very, very insecure because of the simple fact is they had to work 10 times harder than the shorter girls.
Right. That's right. You
know what I mean? And I think it's the same thing for dudes, too, because if you look at all my friends, besides my cousin, you know what I'm saying? Like, my cousin Mark, he didn't got on the chunky side. And it made me feel good. Now he was part of the Fat Boys Club. He was part of the Fat Boys Club. Don't come on in here. Don't come on. Welcome. You're welcome now. This is what we do. Snacks and we live good. But, you know, you look at all my... And that's where I started to feel self-conscious. Like, I'm insecure about my weight to a certain extent.
Right.
You know what I mean? The simple fact is, I'm comfortable where I am because I'm not... My belly's not seeping over my belt. I can still see my stuff when I'm washing up or when I'm being, you know, so I'm good. But, you know, I was always, oh, okay, this is the big friend. So when we went to, like, the clubs and parties and stuff, I was always happy to be in the front of the damn crowd because I'm the only one that's big enough to get through through all the space. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're making the way.
Put in the front, like, what if something pop off and, oh, here come this big old dude, and I'll be the first one to get with these skinny motherfuckers. You know, they ain't gonna eat it all the time. Even seeing people eat. I got a partner right now. That boy can eat me up under the table, but turn ain't gained not a pound, not an inch, I can eat a pork steak, and then all of a sudden, I got high blood pressure, my salt is running wild. It's really crazy.
That's
a big problem with men. Like, men are insecure not just about weight, but a lot of other things.
Well, let's talk about those other things,
okay?
We actually asked, and we had a poll for the men too.
And the poll was, what is a man? Okay, let me get it together. Let me bring it in. Let me be professional, okay? Yes, it's what is a man's biggest insecurity. 80% of you all said penis size. Okay, so basically what I took from that is that a lot of you all are having issues with that big dick energy. Okay, either
it's the size of the boat. It's the motion.
Well, okay, let me start this with a story, and we can gotta get back into that. So
okay.
I have a family member. I feel okay sharing this because she did put it on Facebook. So to me, that's public knowledge.
Okay.
And I'm also not going to say her name, but she was dating this guy. And when they decided to, you know, get together, she realized that he had pulled out a strap-on. So to me...
What?
Girl, so, say that one more time.
Yeah, so he pulled out a strap-on. And she realized, like, what the hell? And he was like, well, I just want to make sure you enjoy it. And so to me, that's a big red flag that you're insecure because you ain't even gonna try.
I mean, if it ain't nothing there, I mean, what could you do?
The thing that I think a lot of men fail to realize, and I think this is different now because when we was kids, we weren't thinking about this stuff until we got older. You know, we didn't really fully develop our nastiness until we got older.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? We was more so sticking in, get it on, and that'd be that. Leave the lights on, don't turn nothing on. She might see this scratch I got on my ass cheek. You know? For him to do that, it does speak a lot of volume. And me personally, I would stop messing with him. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, she did. She did. Yeah.
because of the simple fact is you ain't, if anything, you could please your woman outside of just having, you know, that long jump. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's something
does for a lot of men, you know, women hold men to have that stature, but men do the same thing for women. A lot of men want a woman with a bad body, a great shape, and this, that, and the third. You're not going to get that. You got to take her for what she is and build from that.
That's
true. And I think women have to build from that, too. If she really loves you and she's really digging you, she's going to accept you for what you have to bring to the table. You know what I mean?
Right. And if she, I have to disagree with that, Eric.
You say what?
I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to disagree.
Okay,
now what?
Say that now. At the same time, if you find somebody that you click with, that y'all really and groove, and you love this person, you start to feel like I could spend the rest of my life with this person before y'all even get a chance to do the do. You know what I'm saying? He might be Mandingo Jones. You never know. And say if he's, you know, he's the short, thick kind. He like a brat. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but he can still get the job done. You know what I'm saying? Like, say that. You know what I mean? And then if he do that, you're going to accept that. You're going to be like, oh, okay. He, long as he still handled his business, he pleased me. I have my little orgasm or whatever. And he the short, quick one. That's cool. I could take that. You know what I mean? A lot of women could say, oh, yeah, I want that big thing, but might not be able to take that. You know what I'm saying? Or once we get big thing, really be the hoes. You just see what I'm saying? You see, kind of playing the part. Sometimes, not all the time. I will say that is a big self conscious thing and an insecurity thing for men, because women hold men to that stature. If you're not coming, she's gonna mess with you. But it's like, dang, man, you know, I thought we was really vibing. I thought we was digging. I never would have thought, you know, she was gonna. I would feel like you're being shallow.
Okay.
You gonna accept for this, but you'll accept me for everything else I can offer you.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
What if I
get mouth-to-mouth precipitation and then turn your world around and then slide in? You would never know. You'd be like, oh, well, damn, you know, he got the job done with the mouth and that stroke. You know what I'm saying?
But I definitely understand where you're coming from, Eric. But, you know, I just have to be, you know, realistic here. I've been in situations where, you know, it may not have been up to par. He may not have had that big dick energy. And I put up with it because I did love him. I loved him. But once I became single and once I experienced that big dick energy, I was like, I will never go back to just, oh, well, I love him. Fuck all that. You're going to have to know what you're doing. You're going to have to be able to please me. It's just something different about a man that got that energy, okay? It's how he talk. It's how he walk.
So,
it's just different.
So I'm gonna come right into the middle because I was
talking
to both of y'all. So let me say this first. Terrell, I get what you're saying. Because if you find this person and you love them first, they're going to please you in different ways. So I definitely get that. And then, Brittany, I understand what you're saying, because basically you're like, fuck that. You don't care what else they got going on, because if they can't please you in that way, then you're not 100% satisfied.
Yeah, to me, at the end of the day.
Right. Mm-hmm. So to me, I just feel like there should be a balance. You know what I'm saying? So maybe, Brittany, if you meet this guy first and y'all don't go there first, you could fall in love with him, and then you kind of bypass a little bit of that, and then maybe he doesn't please you that way. But then y'all find tricks. Y'all go to the store. Y'all do whatever y'all can do so that you can be satisfied.
Friends and lovers, baby. Take yourself down to Hollywood and do what you do. I mean, when you think about it, that's what it, even like insecurities, another big insecurity that men have is being broke. Don't no man want to be broke.
That's the fact.
Even if he's not in a relationship, he still want to be, I got money. I got this. If you look at the world and society today, that's why a lot of the cats do what they do. They be out here trying to flaunt. But the more they flaunt, the more insecure they are.
Right.
See, people don't get it like that. Even like females with all these old butt injections and all, I feel like this. Never change the body that you have. Never change that with doctors and injections and
so
implants.
Do you find that to be an insecurity for women, or do you think, okay, that's their body, they can do what they want? What do you think?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. I mean, yes, you can do what you want, If they, if you got the money to pay for it, you go right ahead. Because if I write you a check, it's going to bounce. I'm telling you that now.
I'm going to play with you. I'm
gonna hang that up. But at the same point in time, if this man has already shown you that he's loving you and accepting you for who you are, and he's trying to build you in a different way so you won't have to go to that extent, why even?
Now, see, Terrell, we've been on the same page. We've been cool. But I got to jump in there because... I think that's part of the thing. Like, men really believe if I tell you you look good, then you look good. What you worried about? But for women, it's kind of different. We have to feel that for ourselves. And sometimes it's not just because, like, my husband tell me all the time, you don't got to wear makeup. You don't need makeup. But I like to wear makeup. I think I look pretty wearing makeup. I like to get dressed up and dialed up. So I think sometimes men kind of take it personal. Like, oh, my woman got to wear this short dress. Or she got to do this. Who she looking good for? Oh, she looking good for herself. Yes. Like, we got to do that sometimes. So I gotta disagree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you say that, that's true. I fully agree. But there is a but because of the simple fact is ain't nothing wrong with looking good. You can look good. Whether if you didn't lose the weight or whether if you didn't go get it, you could still look good. You know what I mean? But it is built off of just you. If you want to put your makeup on and get dialed up, that's cool. But make sure you putting that makeup on and getting dialed up for your man, too. Don't just be getting dialed up and putting that makeup on just because, and then you go out with the homegirls to see if you still got the juice.
You're right about that.
And I think that's where a lot of relationships fall down here. Now, in Brittany's case, on the simple fact is she's single. At one point in time, it wasn't always about that. Because of the simple fact is relationships you was in, you know, the children that you brought into this world, you love that person enough to be able to take that step with them, to make that magic happen, to bring that blessing into the world. But you went through so much other stuff with that person. So when you got single, you was like, I ain't worried about love. I'm going to do me. So you might have big dick energy. That's great and cool. But when it comes down to love, a lot of that is going to change for your insecurities of the other person, not all just yourself. You see what I'm saying? Like when I got into my relationship with my fiance, I was still insecure about a lot of things, but I was insecure about growth. You know what I mean? Like, I was working a job. I was a temp, but I had been there for 2 years, you know, putting that work in, the possible chance of getting laid off. But I'm also a family man. I got to provide for my kids. If I don't provide for them, I'm going to look like a failure. That's a big insecurity to me. That's something. I'll sell drugs if I have to. That's a big
insecurity. Hopefully I ain't getting wiretapped.
So at the same point in time, the first time we did, I was nervous as hell just because of the simple fact is every woman is different.
I was
mama for, you know, 6 years. She's already knowing, like, okay, well, this is what he bringing to the table. This is what he bringing physically. This is what he bringing emotionally. But then, turn around, I was single. Then I jumped into another relationship. And it was like, okay, we talking, we rapping, everything is cool, we getting close. And now, it's time to do the do. First thing that popped in my mind was, is she gonna be satisfied? Is she gonna stop talking to me after this? You know, like, is she gonna stop and be like, no, I don't wanna do it now? You know what I'm saying? Like, whether if it was big or not, you know what I'm saying? All that shit played in my mind. But when it happened and I saw what I was doing and how it went down and the result at the end, oh, you couldn't tell me nothing. I thought I was the king of the damn jungle. You know what I mean?
What is your advice to the men that have that insecurity?
Yeah.
Don't overthink it and be more confident in yourself.
Yes. You know what I mean? Come on, confidence.
You don't necessarily just have to please her with the strokes. You can please her with foreplay. Please her with a lot of other things.
Okay.
You know,
I'm sorry.
You felt that one, Tanisha.
Okay. Wait a minute. You speak my language.
Because the fact is, men and women, when we get older, our body changes. We go through a whole nother episode of puberty just as adults. We don't get the pimples.
We getting better, but continue.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, your body's going through a whole lot of changes. Men, we gain weight. We gain weight. Just scientifically a fact. when you gain weight, a lot of shit shrinks, including that area. And then that long dick, it shrinks down. Now, if he lose weight, stay fit, and he stay active, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But at the same point in time, he's still going to get the job done? Yeah, because he been getting the job done long before he got fat. So that he knows
true.
How
to do that's true. It.
Know and, what and it takes you what let me need just to be.
Let me just throw this in there, too. Women, there are a lot of women that like big guys. So I hope there ain't no men out there insecure because y'all heavier, because there are women looking for y'all. Specifically.
Yeah. Love those thicker men, you know?
Fat niggas was not winning.
Now, what?
I say that because of the simple fact is I know a lot of chunky dudes because I'm one myself. But at the same point in time, we always carry that, oh, he's a teddy bear. He's so nice and so cuddly. And
that'd
he's
be funny. Yes.
But you get the friend zone. I'm gonna give you a scenario, okay? Y'all tell me if I'm wrong. Back in high school, you was fit, you was in perfect shape. The girls that you went for back then didn't want to be bothered with you because you was a fat dude. You know what I'm saying? But you offered so much, and that was the thing about fat guys. Fat guys, they lovey-dovey. They'll do whatever it takes to keep you. They gonna treat you good. But then you got that skinny dude with the dreads. He got the nice on. You know, he out here with the grill piece. You know, he out here claiming he thugging. And a lot of females at that time were gravitating towards that. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you.
Right.
Gravitate that. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of put fat dudes back on the back burner. Now, we out of high school. You know, a lot of women got kids now. They gain their weight now. That skinny nigga don't get them the same. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not saying that's totally true. That's just for some.
Right.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Just for some. And now they want to come holler at the fat dude, but the fat dude done lost weight. He done got slim. So now he's feeling.
So now, I can see on that.
Now it's okay. Well, now you got to worry about your insecurities because you wasn't worried about mine when I was trying to holler at you then. So don't come at me. It sucks to be that way. It sucks to even say that, but that's the way it is. You know what I'm saying?
That's
the way it is. Because people don't forget that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Those certain insecurities when it come to weight, when it come to the what you say, the big dick energy, you know what I'm saying?
Even the way you look.
It was a point in time in my life where I wanted to be just like my cousin. Like, man, you know, he got the hair, he always got the braids, you know, like girls be on him, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I'm trying to get braids too, nigga, you know what I'm saying? But
right,
you grow quick like that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting a lot of that insecurity didn't even have nothing to do with girls, it just was more so like, what can I do to
with
be like
yourself.
Him?
Right,
what,
absolutely. Yeah.
Be like, well, why I can't get the females that he get? Why they won't come talk to me? Why they won't holler at me? We even tried to spit my best game on some nice shit like, hey, I'm Eric, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, buy you a drink, get to know you, you know what I'm saying? Meet you this, that, and the third. How am I supposed to, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, damn, that don't work. So if I just walk up to you and be like, hey, bitch, what's cracking? What you on tonight?
We're going to say that for episode 5. Holla.
I mean, just saying though, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen to the way, like, my friends and my partners, like, how the way that they got girls with, like, the worst lines ever, like, say whatever.
Yeah.
And girls just flopped to that. My cousin said something that was probably one of the realest things I had ever heard. He said, women love and pray for a man like you. But he was like, they in love with niggas like me. We ain't shit.
Let me speak to that a little bit.
A lot of my insecurities really came out and I was just like, damn, but I think now that I'm older, I'm more so worried about my personality. My personality is going to speak to the thing that I do. You know, the way that I am.
Because I was going to say, let me speak to that just a little bit because first of all, I have been with my husband, my baby daddy, you know, I've been with him since we met when we were 16, but we got together at 17. prior to us getting together, I had a very nice boyfriend. He was very nice. I mean, he didn't try to like touch me or nothing. He took me to really nice restaurants. But you know what? Ultimately, he was very nice. He was sweet. He was praying. He just wasn't for me. And sometimes I think people look at it like, okay, well, you want the nice guy, but you're going for this person. Yeah, but you still have to match. Because when I really sit down and think about it, I'm half crazy sometimes. So I was being nice because he was being nice. But my husband now, he didn't seem that crazy. And we done rode this ride together. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's just finding the right match for you. And it sounds like you found that you engaged. So yeah, you know, it's just finding the right person. Yeah. The right person for you.
I really did. I really did because our personalities clicked. It's crazy how the way we met. We met because my cousin was dating her best friend. And I had just moved from Phoenix. I was living in Arizona. I had just moved back home. It's crazy. Like, the story is crazy. Like, my daughter was just born, you know, but me and the mother of my children was already split up before my daughter was even born, before my daughter was brought into this world. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people that know me didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So once they saw that I was into a different relationship, they were like, nigga, I thought you was with me. Nah, I'll play it. That ship has sailed. Okay, it's been long gone. We clicked. And we clicked so good to where, you know, before it even got physical, we already had that connection. You know what I'm saying? Which is I completely agree with what you're saying. Like, yeah, you know, oh, okay, cool. You had this nice guy, but your husband now, he has something different to where it was more so compatible with
now,
you. Like
nice.
You say,
he nice, but
like
he,
your crazy. He was
right,
able
his
to
crazy.
Exactly.
Okay,
crazy. Right. But she don't know. I'll take her in the garage, put her in the trunk, and I'm just as crazy.
Wait, hold on. Oh, hold on.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
Hold
but,
on. We ain't busting no hands over here now.
Did I know Ike and Tina going on over there? Now, wait a minute.
I'm just saying, for me, what I meant by that was the nice guy, it was kind of too nice because I wasn't that nice. Like, sometimes I turn up. Sometimes I got an attitude. Sometimes I need my husband to come and be like, I ain't tripping off you. And that's fine. Like, he can do that. He can go in the other room. But the nice guy wants, oh, Tanisha, are you okay? Do you want me to rub your feet? Do you want me to touch your hand? Like, that's going to make me be like, get the hell out of my face. So,
yeah.
Like, the bottom line,
it's just
the
vibe.
We just weren't compatible. So, I think sometimes, like, with the, you know, bigger guys or bigger women. Now, I don't know if some of the men like bigger women, but I'm sure they do because there's some BBWs out there that look good. They got men. They
that's
doing
winning.
Or they got women. They got women.
Oh, well, that's it. Right.
Whatever they want, you know.
Those are sweaty and ready, baby. Yes.
Did you say sweaty?
Oh my gosh.
That's true.
Okay. All right. So listen, we are almost 30 minutes into our episode, so we have to give them some do's and don'ts on their Instagram.
Yes.
Yes. And okay. Terrell.
So Terrell, go ahead.
For men, man, you know, don't overthink yourself. Be confident in what God blessed you with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be the next person. All you could do is better yourself. That's it.
Yes.
So be more confident in yourself as an individual before you go out to try to be somebody else, because you can't fit the next person's shoes. That's never going to
happen. I agree.
It might be too big.
Same thing for women. Be yourself. Be comfortable in your own skin regardless of what your body and changes may go through. Kids, no kids. You know what I mean? If you ain't got no kids and you sit around and got fat all day, I mean, like, seriously, like, you know, now you got some women that are born big.
That's
and
true.
And then you women that are blessed with the world. When they get pregnant and they had that first kid, they lose their weight just like
they
that.
Bounce back.
Right.
New York, and it is gone. You know what I'm saying? But even at the same point in time, be comfortable in your own skin. You can always better yourself. Never take that.
And I'm going to add on to that. Just if you are heavier, you know, if you're comfortable with yourself, focus on being healthy, whether you're skinny, whether you're chunky, whether you're thick, however you are, the focus needs to be on healthy. Check out your heart. Go to your doctor's appointments. Make sure that you are going to be here either for your kids or for yourself. So that's a big, important thing. It's not just about how we look on the outside, because there's people that are very skinny that have diabetes, you know, so just be mindful of that. And then for the men, you can always pull out a strap-on, obviously.
If all else fails, okay?
Fellas, you listening, you do that shit, I'm gonna come to your house and beat your ass. You better not never do that shit no more. Ever again. Because of the simple fact is, I say this, there's so many other ways to please your woman. You go down there, you eat that pie. It ain't never been ate before.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, to wrap it up, Terrell, thank you so much.
I'm just saying.
Terrell, listen.
We have to do another episode.
So, Terrell, just for the fellas, it's other ways, please.
Well, Terrell, thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing episode 2 with us. We definitely want you to come back. Do you have any shout-outs or anything before we wrap it up?
I wanted to shout-out to y'all because I really do appreciate y'all reaching out to me and giving me this opportunity to share my voice, you know what I mean, and share my opinion, you know. So thank you very, very much. And I hope that y'all put me on another episode because it's so much more.
I mean, it's just
so much more. So I'm very thankful for that. Shout out to the family, friends, and foes. Y'all know who y'all are. Terrell Washington, that's the name, that's the game. Y'all know what it is.
All right. And also, all, we have a surprise for you all on episode 3. So make sure that you tune in to episode 3. We have a big surprise. Nisha, did you want to just let them know? No, we're not giving no strap on. Nisha, did you just want to let them know where they can reach us at before we go ahead and end it?
Yes, absolutely. So you can. I would think I want to let them know. Hold on. So you can check us out at talk_that_talk_podcast. That's our Instagram. You can email us at talkthattalkpc@gmail.com, or you can come to Facebook at Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree.
Thank you all again so much for tuning in to episode 2. Talk to you later.